Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we definitely have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the latest that we're seeing on the COVID front, on the Afghanistan front, on the mandate front. But interestingly, the CDC has asked that unvaccinated people don't travel on Labor Day. And some people are getting a little bit antsy that, again, if they're unvaccinated, they keep, you know, being told not to do things. They're being told they're unable to do things. But now 80 million Americans have been asked to not travel this Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about children and Medicaid and some sort of things that they aren't able to access that they should be able to access through their parents in terms of a lot of the programs that are available. So we're going to be talking about that. But I have to just open today talking about National Blood Donation Week. This is exciting. You guys have to let me clue you in. Let me fill you in on what is going on. National Blood Donation Week is huge because it is your chance and my chance to help save lives. You know, we sit here and we see what our phenomenal soldiers, you know, have done. We see what our, you know, healthcare workers do. We see what our law enforcement do and our firefighters are doing, you know, with the wildfires and what the rescuers are doing in Louisiana and Mississippi. And, you know, we want to help. Well, National Blood Donation Week gives you a chance to do that, and it doesn't cost you a cent. So National Blood Donation Week is something we created a few years back when local blood banks needed blood, and they need blood for our hospitals and our medical centers, whether it's car accidents, whether it's cancer, you know, we always need blood product. In fact, every 2 seconds, somebody needs a pint of blood. So since I've started talking, that's already been about 30 people who have needed pints of blood. Sadly, we don't have that many people donate at that speed. And so about 2015, I asked Governor Sandoval of Nevada if he could help proclaim like a Nevada Blood Donation Day, and we could get blood drives going then throughout the whole state. And their office was like, if you could write a proclamation, we'll sign it. So we created Nevada Blood Donation Day. And then from there, we decided, well, why don't, you know, I ask all the states to see if they can do this. And I think we're already up to 40 states and more where governors are proclaiming blood donation days or blood donation weeks or blood donation weeks, even blood donation months. So September is National Preparedness Month. So what better way than to prepare our hospitals and our blood banks and our blood set and our medical centers with blood? So with National Blood Donation Week, we have governors from, you know, Arizona, Alabama. Let me just, I mean, look at this. This is bipartisan. This is Democratic and Republican governors uniting. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and more are coming in. These governors are uniting. It's not about partisan politics. It is about protecting our country, saving our country. America first. It is fantastic. And also, during National Blood Donation Week, it allows us to honor our blood banks, Vitalant, formerly known as United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, Community Blood Centers, Versity, LifeShare, LifeSouth, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Rhode Island Blood Center, Blood Bank of Alaska. These blood banks and more bust their butts year long for you and I. So yesterday I donated blood. Yay! I try to donate blood at least 3-4 times a year. Vitalant says you could donate up to 3 times a year. But these statistics are just startling. Apparently, the majority of the population can donate blood. I'm still working on trying to remove that FDA ban on men who have sex with men. I think, you know, the blood is screened for everything. The blood is screened for HIV and Chagas and, you know, babesiosis and all sorts of infectious disease that heterosexuals carry. You know, so I think I really think the ban on men who have sex with men is really archaic. It's discriminatory. So we're working on that. But the majority of the population is eligible to donate blood, and less than 3% of the population does. And here's the thing. Let's say you don't feel comfortable donating blood. Let's say, look, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, getting my crazy juice. Because I give people my crazy juice, and every now and then you'll see somebody run around naked, you know, on the Las Vegas Strip. They probably got my blood. Don't ask. But fine. If you can't donate blood, that's fine. But host a drive. It doesn't cost you any money. Hosting a drive is we're at your work or at the school or church or local grocery store, you host the drive where you sign people up, 10, 12, 20 people, to donate blood that day. Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, they handle it all. They bring the blood mobile, they bring the setup, they bring the cookies, they bring the juice, and you just saved a whole bunch of lives. It's really not that hard. So some of the statistics here I want to just show you guys really, really quickly. It takes me a while to pull up because my computer is slow. It needs blood. 36,000 units of red blood cells are needed in the U.S. every day. This is according to American Red Cross. 7,000 platelets, 10,000 units of plasma, 21 million blood components are transfused into people every year in the U.S. This is a heck of a lot of blood. And then sickle cell disease affects 90 to 100,000 patients. We need blood. We need blood for all of these. Cancer, car accidents. I mean, that's what this is about. And so, you know, when you donate blood, it doesn't take more than an hour. Actually, I mean, it left within 15 minutes. My blood was like, get me the hell away from her. So National Blood Donation Week is really easy. It's painless. It's life-saving. And even if you can't donate blood, spread the word that it's National Blood Donation Week. Hashtag National Blood Donation Week. And then we'll talk more about National Blood Donation Day. But thank you to all the governors and all the blood banks. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. But big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So most of the kids are back at school. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And boy, was that a concerted effort by our teachers, by our public officials, our doctors, and our parents. So hallelujah, kids are back in school. The thing is there's a lot of things we now, you know, have to kind of worry about in terms of kids and their health, exposure to COVID, exposure to colds, exposure to flu, but also the benefits that kids have. Many of them are underutilized, and I'm really excited about my next guest. Joining us next is the director of the Office of Minority Health Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to talk to us about children and them staying healthy as well as them having health insurance and access to CHIP. Dr. LaShawn McIver, thank you so much for joining us. So glad you're with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, if a student is healthy, that's going to help them with academic success. But, you know, talk to us about what you do.
So, I serve as the director for the Office of Minority Health at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and I focus on the needs of minority and underserved populations. So, we're talking about racial and ethnic minority populations, people with disabilities, people with limited English proficiency, the LGBTQ plus community, people in rural populations, and other underserved communities. So every day, really focusing on the needs of those populations for our agency.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so we have CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, they offer free or low-cost health insurance for children and teens. Families can apply, and families and individuals can apply online by phone. They can apply online, by phone, by mail, or in person. And most importantly, enrollment is open year-round, but we do take advantage of this back-to-school season to remind parents that there are options if their children are uninsured, and it covers many important benefits, such as emergency doctor and hospital visits, prescriptions and immunization. It also covers dental visits, mental and behavioral health services, and eye exams, as you know, those are some of the examples. So really a critical resource that children should take advantage of through this program.
I love it because, you know, you concentrate a lot on preventative health. You know, when I was poor growing up, you know, we only went to the doctor when we were sick. And, you know, my parents made sure we got our vaccinations, but it's more than that. It's, you know, getting your dental care. It's getting your, you know, making sure a doctor is checking in on your, you know, mental health being, are you being bullied? Are you, you know, being assaulted? There's so many things that kids need to discuss with medical providers that they only really only see them, you know, when they have an ear infection. And so I love the fact that this opens access to a lot more preventative type medicine.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing is a lot of families were not able to take their kids to do some of these preventive visits during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we have children that are behind on some of the immunizations, and going back to school presents the risk for exposure to diseases that are prevented through vaccines.
So true. We're talking to Dr. LaShawn McKeever, Director of the Office of Minority Health Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So how do people qualify? What sort of income level do they need to fall under?
So eligibility is dependent on household size, and the income level itself varies by state. So in most states, children up to the age of 19 with family income of up to $50,000 per year, and that's for a family of four, they may qualify for Medicaid or CHIP, but in many states, family income can be higher and children can still qualify. Also for young people up to 21, they may be eligible for Medicaid. So, you know, I would encourage families to go to insurekidsnow.gov. And click on the Find Coverage for Your Family button so that you can start that application process. Or you can call 877-KIDS-NOW to get assistance. And, if you are eligible and accepted into the program, the coverage is immediate. So that's also a critical point.
Oh, yeah. You guys are on it. You guys, I'm such a fan. I mean, it's amazing when I have a family, they come into town and I'm like, you got to get this set up, you know, and it's not like something you want to wait 3-4 months. I think many people are kind of concerned that if they do get government assistance, they won't qualify. That doesn't add to their eligibility income, correct? Like the child tax credit, like any sort of unemployment, that won't affect that, will it?
Well, so you make a good point about the child tax credit, because we do get questions about that. If you are currently receiving the child tax credit, it will not impact your ability to qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And so for many, starting on July 15th, most families became eligible to receive this monthly child tax payment, and that was up to $250 per child age 6 to 17. And $300 per child under the age of 6. So if you're receiving that that tax credit payment, it will not impact your ability to qualify for Medicaid and CHIP.
You know, it was interesting. You know, I took care of a lot of, because I speak Spanish, I took care of a lot of Latinx, Latinos, Latinas that come into my office, and some of them were concerned about asking and getting coverage because they were worried that, you know, they were still under the process and going through the process of immigration. It won't affect somebody's immigration status, correct?
Correct, and that's a great question. So the Department of Homeland Security will not consider applying for or receiving Medicaid or CHIP when making what's called a public charge determination. So having Medicaid or CHIP won't affect someone's chances of becoming a lawful permanent resident or U.S. citizen. Now, there is an exception for Medicaid for long-term institutionalization, such as nursing home care, but generally having Medicaid or CHIP won't affect someone's chances of becoming a lawful permanent resident or U.S. citizen. So that was a great question.
Because, I mean, health is important. We want to make sure that, you know, we're especially, you know, keeping our kids healthy. Flu season is going to be upon us. I know we didn't have much of a flu season last year, but we still encourage flu vaccines. And flu vaccination and prevention is also a part of this.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that's covered under CHIP include prescription drugs and immunizations. So vaccines are the best way to protect yourself and your children from serious diseases like measles. And in fact, vaccines are among the most successful and cost-effective public health tool that we have available for preventing certain diseases. You know, another question that we get relates to how does this impact children getting a COVID-19 vaccine during this time of getting their vaccinations. It's important that children are up to date for all of their recommended vaccines, including the flu vaccine, and all of these recommended vaccines are safe. The CDC has said that the COVID-19 vaccine can be administered with other vaccines. So if parents still, you know, if there's still children that are uninsured and are eligible to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, they have to be age 12 or above to receive that vaccine, they can, you know, get their vaccine during this time.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. McKeever, that's reassuring because I know one of the reasons why it's been a little slower to get the data on the pediatric COVID vaccines is they want to make sure during the robust vaccination program it doesn't interfere with those immune responses and the work that those vaccines are doing because it's a different vaccine. So it's reassuring that the CDC is starting to kind of, you know, reassure parents that these are things that you don't have to have a window or a wait time or a lag time between them.
Correct. And, you know, as parents are gearing up to send their kids back to school, I sent my kids back last week and more kids are going each week. It's important to know that having the COVID-19 vaccine protects the whole family. And, you know, if you have children 12 years and older, they can get vaccinated against COVID-19. And just as with adults, it's free for children and teenagers so they can gain access to the vaccine as well. Mm-hmm. For free.
We all love our kids, but I could just feel the smiles of all of us moms going, oh, they're back at school. So we're cutting up to the break. Tell people again how they could sign up for CHIP and get more information.
So they families should go to insurekidsnow.gov. They can also call 877-KIDS-NOW or 877-543-7669.
All right, Dr. McKeever, we really appreciate all you and your team do. Thank you, bless you, and we can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day. which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is assessing storm damages in New Jersey. During an event with state and local leaders in Hillsborough Township, Biden saying New Jersey really took a hit.
The losses that we witnessed today are profound. Dozens of lost lives, homes destroyed, and in Manville, including by gas leaks triggered by the flooding. Damaged infrastructure, including the rail system. And my thoughts are with all those families affected by the storm.
The Taliban is announcing a new government after taking control of Afghanistan, the terrorist group naming an interim prime minister and his top deputy. A new defense minister was also named nearly a month after the group overran the previous government. Meantime, the new acting interior minister has a $5 million U.S. bounty out for him. USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and cheating to happen. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is holding a press conference in Lakeland. The governor saying he's excited that there will be full capacity crowds at football games, including the NFL opener on Thursday when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosts the Dallas Cowboys.
It would have been nice to have more people there than were in the stadium. And my view was, look, you say you can only have 25,000 people, but yet after the game you got 100,000 people, you know, swarm in the streets. What honest difference does that make at that point? So I wanted to have that for the Super Bowl last year, but I'm glad they're going to be able to do it.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have been, I think, under this premise that, you know, we shouldn't air our opinions about things. There, a teacher is not expected to complain about their students. When I was a teacher, I didn't want to complain about my students. I love my students. Doctor's not supposed to complain about patients. You're not supposed to complain as a parent about your kids. You keep things to yourself. And I think it's a little unrealistic in a way, because other people get to vent. They go on social media, they get to vent, they get to, but, you know, when you're a teacher, no way. If you get caught, if you get caught griping about your students, people look at you funny. They look at you as not a good teacher. If you're a doctor and you gripe about patients, again, it starts to question, people question your objectivity. So as a doctor, I learned that I just have to suck it in, bite my tongue. If I'm upset at another doctor, if I'm upset at something a patient did, you keep it to yourself. You definitely don't go public because of privacy issues. And, you know, you just, that's the job. That's the nature of the beast. But with burnout, and with all the things that doctors and nurses, especially in healthcare, or teachers, you know, or first responders, or law enforcement are dealing with, you know, some of them might need a means to vent. So in the last decade or so, there's been social media. And so we're seeing professionals who have never felt like they could vent, vent. The problem is society might not be ready for it. So what happened in the news recently, I don't know if you heard about this, is there's a neurologist in my neck of the woods named Dr. Azeen Asma. And she had put a post up, I'm not sure when, but the local news, News 13, kind of reached out to me to comment on it. And I could see, you know, I could see both sides, obviously. I always am able to see both sides of things because you just have to be reasonable. But this post kind of got people a little bit concerned. And I'll read part of it because there's some cuss words, so I can't read the whole thing. But basically it says, "Dear anti-vaxxers, you chose not to get the COVID vaccine because you don't believe in it and in modern medicine, okay." She writes, "So why is that when you have COVID, you rush to the ER? Now all of a sudden you trust us healthcare workers in modern medicine because you feel like blank and are dying. Hmm." She writes, "Take your selfish stupidity elsewhere. If you refuse the vaccine, then please refuse the medical care too, because you don't deserve it. We are tired of you exposing our hospital staff and innocent patients to your illness." She ends, "Be consistent, refuse the vaccine, and refuse a treatment. Let us care for those who deserve the hospital bed. It ain't you." So this is a symptom of somebody who's, I mean, been working their butts off during the COVID pandemic. And I'm not here to defend her. I see both sides and how this could be pretty concerning. But we have doctors, we have medical professionals that have busted their butts. And I get that, you know, rather than the summer being the lighter time when everybody kind of gets to reset, teachers get to reset supposedly during the summer, doctors and nurses are supposed to have lower caseloads during the summer. It's not our flu season, cough and cold season, maybe less accidents. So it starts to lighten up a little bit. You get that little bit of a breather. And instead, doctors and nurses haven't gotten that breather. It's been a Delta variant ridden summer. And so this is a sign of people venting and of people being exhausted and kind of upset that they're working harder because people are making a decision that, you know, isn't necessarily helping their health. My issue, though, is, and I think a lot of people's issues is they're within this post shows an understanding or a lack of understanding of people who aren't getting vaccinated. I don't like the term anti-vaxxers because most of the people that are vaccine hesitant are not anti-vaxxers. So what concerns me is we don't want patients to think doctors don't have that understanding of what the situation is. You know, when you have people that, you know, are in Alabama and, you know, sadly had relatives that, you know, suffered from the Tuskegee debacle, they don't want to think that doctors are kind of tone deaf from, you know, some of the plights that, you know, people in certain demographics endured. Also, the concept of modern medicine, many people hesitant on the vaccine aren't anti-modern medicine. So I get why, okay, well, if you don't want the vaccine, then why are you coming for modern medicine? And again, this could be a real old post, but I think now most of us, I mean, I've been harping on this for months now, most people in the medical profession understand that vaccine hesitancy isn't an anti-vaxxer, you know, political thing. If they don't, they really need to talk to people who aren't vaccinating and, you know, get their take. The other thing, too, that is hard for, I think, a lot of people to handle is when you go to a doctor and you undress, let's say, or you have, I don't know, scrotal abscess or something like that, and you're embarrassed as heck, the reason why you're able to go to that doctor is you know that doctor is neutral. You know that doctor is going to have an approach to you where I don't care if you're naked. I don't care if it stinks. I don't care if you pass gas. I don't care if you lose your urine. This is what I'm here for. It's my job. All right? You know, I'll get all embarrassed when I take the car to the mechanic going, oh my gosh, you know, my car's a mess. But like, we look at this all the time. It's okay. So people want to know that when they go to the doctor, they're not getting judged. And so one of the reasons why doctors have never been able to vent is because we don't want to molest, we don't want to diminish that faith in our objectivity. Now, mind you, when I was going to school and we had COPDers, people with chronic emphysema coming in and they continued to smoke, I would hear some of the doctors going, man, this is the fifth time he's been here this year. And I get the frustration. And, you know, I get that they're frustrated, but we still took care of them. So somebody who smokes, we might not agree with your decision that you smoke, but as a doctor, we have to take care of you. How many women have had unwanted or unintended pregnancies? Because we've said to use a condom. We've talked about practicing safe sex. Safe sex probably wasn't practiced. People come in with STDs. What do we as doctors do? We take care of you. We're not going to sit there and lecture you going, why didn't you use a condom? I mean, we might say, you know, in the future, use condoms, you know, it helps avoid unintended pregnancy, or talk to us about birth control. But I can't tell you how many people said, look, I just didn't want to use a condom. So I'm not going to turn you away. I'm not going to refuse care. That's my job. People that overeat, people that drink alcohol, people that eat sugar. You know, when I was in the, you know, doing my trauma ER training, and somebody came in having not worn a seatbelt, horrible car accident. Well, yeah, I could see why some doctors might in their head go, it's stupid to not wear a seatbelt, but you bite your tongue and then you take care of the patient. So I feel that doctors and nurses should have avenues and means to vent because they can only take so much. The COVID pandemic has been exhausting and people are exhausted and people are overworked right now. But on the flip side, we need to be very careful in the medical profession, you know, creating this sort of, you know, idea that we're going to judge you and we're not going to take care of you. We took a Hippocratic oath. To me, that means I don't refuse care to anybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got Labor Day weekend coming up. And, you know, some people want to get out of Dodge. And the majority of Americans have had at least one vaccinated shot, right? But there's still about, I believe, 80 million plus Americans that haven't been vaccinated yet. Many of them kids. And so the CDC has asked that if you aren't vaccinated, to maybe rethink your travel plans with Labor Day weekend. Now, why is that? Well, Johns Hopkins University has reported, I believe, 160,000 new cases, I believe, a day of COVID. And because Delta is more transmissible, students are going back to school, they are concerned that we're going to have another wave. And so, and on top of this, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing, first and foremost, if you are unvaccinated, we would recommend not traveling. Now, I know some of us who are vaccinated are like, well, you know, so we're completely risk-free. No, we're not risk-free. And in fact, she did include that if you were fully vaccinated, to still use precautions. So unvaccinated individuals, she's not completely wrong. She's not completely wrong. If there's a pandemic and you have your own little bubble and you decide to leave that bubble and go out, you could be exposed. So they're not wrong. If you're unvaccinated, we have a big, you know, Delta wave. We have thousands upon thousands of cases. John Hopkins is saying 160,000 cases a day. In terms of hospitalizations, many hospitals are maxed. Some hospitals have an oxygen shortage. I think the CDC is right to give some sort of warning, but I would say just warn everybody. My issue with some of the verbiage is there's an I in it, so it's not verbiage, it's verbiage, unless the I is silent. I don't know. Did you guys realize I was saying quinoa wrong? I was calling it canoa. I didn't know that was quinoa. I still can't pronounce it, so I definitely have some crow to eat. So back to COVID. My issue with these recommendations is we're all at risk. And so I understand we want the media to have that headline unvaccinated. We want to still, you know, beckon the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. And we still want to isolate. I don't want to, but I understand how the media wants to isolate and fractionize and put the unvaccinated in a separate group. But my advice, if I was CDC director, is to all y'all, all of you, use caution. Because if you're going to an area where their hospitals are overwhelmed, you could get into a car accident. You could have a boating accident. And whether you're vaccinated or not, that's going to be a problem because the hospitals might be maxed. If you do come down with COVID, vaccinated or not, and you're in another city, and you can't fly or travel because you're sick with COVID, you could be trapped in that city you traveled to. So I understand why the CDC is saying, look, if you're unvaccinated, consider not traveling because you could get COVID. But if you're vaccinated, you could also get COVID. We've established that. If you're going to an area where hospitals and doctors are overwhelmed, vaccinated or not, you're at risk. So when I hear that, I almost feel like I have to add something to it. And it sounded like the CDC director did say that, but that's not what the media is putting out there. It's only about the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated are warned to not travel this Labor Day weekend. And so my problem, and the reason why I have such a beef with this, and why I'm so kind of frustrated that it's always about the unvaccinated, is because when I take care of patients over the phone through telemedicine, and they sound like they have full-blown COVID, and they're vaccinated, and I tell them, look, you need to get seen. This could be a COVID pneumonia. And they go, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And even though, yes, the majority of the COVID deaths are in unvaccinated individuals, there are vaccinated individuals that need hospitalization. And we keep in the media just talking about the unvaccinated. And the reason why is because nobody wants to say a headline, all of you vaccinated or not, or at risk for hospitalization and death with COVID. Nobody wants that as a headline. They just want, you know, to kind of concentrate on the unvaccinated. And I get that. The unvaccinated individuals, they're at risk. I get that. But I am constantly arguing with people that despite their vaccination, they could still die at home of COVID. And if you're having trouble breathing, get your butt checked out. Even if it's not COVID, if you're having trouble breathing, you have got to see a medical provider. And you know what people say? No, I don't want to go because there's COVID. I go, so when are you going to go? I mean, if you're having trouble breathing, you're having trouble breathing. You know, I can't send you oxygen. I can't x-ray your lungs. And so I think the media, you're going to see this all week long. The media is going to say, if you're unvaccinated, don't travel. I think one headline said, delay your travel, your Labor Day weekend travel plans. Well, how do you delay the Labor Day ends? I mean, what, you can't really do your Labor Day in October. Yes, but so anyway, I'm in the media, so I understand what they're doing. And I appreciate how people are trying to, you know, reach out to those who are vaccine hesitant. I get it. We're going to talk a little bit more about something that we did really wrong that probably helped promote vaccine hesitancy. But we need to really stop just talking about the unvaccinated. We really need to be honest, because when vaccinated individuals get sick, they get mad, and then they don't trust the government, and then they don't trust the headlines. We all, this Labor Day weekend, are going to be at risk for getting Delta. We're going to be at risk today. I'm going to be running around during National Blood Donation Week, going to drives and, you know, taking pictures and seeing who's donating blood and going, oh, yay, you donated blood. Happy National Blood Donation Week. So I'm going to be all over the place. I could be at risk for getting COVID. We all are at risk for getting COVID, and we need to keep putting that message out there, because one of the reasons why I think we're in this Delta variant mess is not just the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated. The vaccinated people were partying. They're like, I'm good. We can hang out. And nobody told them or reminded them that they could be spreading the virus. We spread the virus, vaccinated individuals. We wear the mask. We wear our masks. And we're like, yay, I'm in a mask. I'm doing it. The study that came out last week saying 90% of our exhaled breath with droplets escaped from these things. We need to be honest. So what the headlines should read is all of us are at risk, unvaccinated especially, this Labor Day weekend, and realize that your mask and your vaccine might not completely protect you. Use caution. We're in a deadly wave of the pandemic. That's what the headline needs to say. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to write an article and write my own headline because that's just what I do. But, it's very sad. It's very frustrating. I know a lot of you guys are frustrated. It shouldn't be like this. And I wish COVID would go away, even in those of us that were vaccinated. But sadly, it's not. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.